Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan. Can depression be linked to symbols? Psalm 13, verse 2 says, "How long must I worry and feel sad in my heart all day? How long will my enemy win over me?" Psalm 31, 10, "My life is ending in sadness, and my years are spent in crying. My troubles are using up my strength, and my bones are getting weaker." Psalm 38, 6, "I'm bent over and bowed down. I'm sad all day long." Psalm 42, 11, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I'll praise Him again, my Savior and my God." Several years ago, I did a spiritual warfare seminar in West Texas and was invited back a year later to that same area to a different church. Someone who had heard me talk the previous year came back to the event and brought a friend or two. One lady came up to me after one of those sessions and thanked me for coming. She went on to tell me her personal story. "In one of your sessions," she began, "you brought up the biblical idea that demons can attach to physical objects like idols, but other things too, like dream catchers, demonic symbols, pentagrams, amulets, etc., when you were here last year. So after you left town, I began to go through all my things around the house, things I've saved over the years. Now, I'm 65 years old, and I've been depressed since I was a teenager. I threw away a long list of things, and it took me weeks to clean all that stuff out of my house. I found things I didn't even know I had. When I finished cleaning it all out, I suddenly noticed my lifelong depression was also gone. Thank you," she ended. There were now tears running down her cheeks. "Wow, thank you, Lord." So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to go through your own keepsakes and things stuffed away from long ago. Perhaps you'll find things you didn't even know you had that allow the enemy to access your house. You might pray like this: "Lord, help me to find the things in my own home that might give my unseen enemies access to my home. Open my eyes to how the enemy can use this kind of thing to attack me, my home, my kids, and my family. In Jesus' name, amen." And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.